Eve of Kippur, we'll talk about this. First of all, we are coming very close to these 10 days of Teshuvah, coming close to an end. Most important thing is coming Erev Kippur and Yom Kippur. I say Erev Kippur means the day before Kippur, which is this year is Friday. The day before Kippur has a special laws and customs that certain applies to this day. First of all, there is a mitzvah to eat more than usual on the day before Kippur. Why? Because the Torah said, "Ve'anitem et nafshotechem b'tish'ah la'chodesh ba'erev." Usually when they give the dates of every holiday or everything, they give the date like Pesach. When is Pesach? B'hamishah asar yom la'chodesh hazeh. Sukkot, on the 15th, which means the night of the 15th, the night before, begins the holiday. Here, Kippur, when is it? On what day? The 10th, or they should say, V'anetem neshotechem ba'asiri l'chodesh. The Pasuk doesn't say that. It doesn't say on the 10th. The Pasuk said, on the 9th ba'arev. Why they switched to go the 9th ba'arev? Very unusual thing. They come, they tell us, the Torah, emphasizing, be careful. You started Ta'anit, which are Chodesh, Ba'erev. That's when on Tish'ah Lachodesh itself, be careful not to make Ta'anit. You have to eat. That is the Torah like warning you, eat on the 9th, don't start the fast till Ba'erev. If the Torah tells you eat on the 9th particular, it's a mitzvah to eat. This is why that we know that mitzvah. According to the Kabbalists, they take 5 meals. They cut the food into 5 meals, not to have big meals. And they say it's a mitzvah, one of the meals to be fish, according to Kabbalah. We are not going to say to become a Kabbalist now. If a person wants, it's a good idea to fulfill this mitzvah according to the Kabbalah. Rav Ari says this way and they do it. This is one of the mitzvot of the day, Erev Kippur. Second mitzvah of Erev Kippur is known to be for the Tevilah, to immense in the mikveh. To go to the mikveh, and they say, you know, we are human being, a person during the year, maybe there is what they call caring, and an issue of something. A person was with his wife, a person even without his wife. During the night, something happens, it's good. There is tahara, they call it to purify oneself. They go to the mikveh on Kippur. Before Kippur, we are considered on Kippur like angels. What is, we don't eat, we don't drink, we spend all the time with holy things, Kedusha, we spend the day in the synagogue. This is the day, a very, very important day, because the Torah said, "Ki bayom hazeh yichaper alechem, letaher etchem mekol chatotechem, nashem tetaru." For this day, the Torah designated it a day of atonement, the day that Hashem forgives all our wrongdoing, if we are coming and making teshuvah. But this, the word of teshuvah, I will speak later what this means. Then therefore, there is a tevilah. There is a custom also, used to be very, very practiced so much, very particular, our people were about it when we were in Bensonhurst. In Bensonhurst, we used to come to the Talmud Torah building, downstairs over there, in the basement, the Teva. They call Arama, Mr. Arama. Everybody comes to him. He says, they take off their shirt, and they tie themselves on the Teva, and he takes Malkut. What Malkut? Originally Malkut, when a person violates one of the laws of the Torah, said, do not do this. Don't eat taref. Don't eat that. If a person does, don't eat. And he was caught. And there is witnesses that they warned him, don't do it, because you do it, it's a violations of the law of the Torah. He ignores the warning, and he does it. That means he does it in spite of the warning. Then the court, Jewish court, used to know there was a corporal punishment, and they used to come what's called Malkut. What was the Malkut? That means he's such a nervy person, not obeying the law of the Torah, used to be 39, up to 39. I don't wouldn't say 39. These are come special doctors to estimate how this, what's the health of this man. Does he, can he take it? He can take it. The doctor says this man cannot take more than one, more than two, they don't give him more. But the person who can take it, up to the maximum, 39. 39, they used to give it to him on his back, near the shoulder of the right and left, and under like triangle. Then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and so on. And they used to say before the Pasuk, Behu Rahum. Behu Rahum has 13 words in it. Behu Rahum, Michaper, Avon, Velo, Yeshit, Verbadas, 3 times. They know this is the 39. Behu Rahum, Michaper, Avon, because Behu Rahum speaks that the Kadosh Baruch Hu will have a mercy on this man to forgive him for his wrongdoing. And everybody says, oh, maybe I have Avon that I need a Malkut. Come, please give me, okay. Arama takes the bell, he does it light. You know. And during the Din time, this is an awful man, in the ancient time, they take a real strap, and he gives it to him. But today, just a simple to remind a person that he should make the Shuvah at that time, is to come out of Shalom Shumbel Franco, and all others stand in line, they want it. Before they go to Tevilah, they said, give us the Malkut. They tell a story about it, that everybody used to come to take a Malkut from the Shamash. Then the rabbi came, he said, give me the Malkut. He said, Hasv Shalom. I will give you the rabbi Malkut. He said, when, who will give you the Malkut? He said, only God will give it. He said, they tried to save punishment from God by this. He tells him, only God will give you. He told the rabbi.
That's even worse.
This is... I mean, this is what the Shamash does. That's why he's a Shamash. Now, this is then what we say belongs to Erev Kippur, which means the day before Kippur. Of course, most important thing that a person should make a self-searching, know what he did wrong throughout the year. If a person will come to think about it, we usually say that every day a person should give an account to himself. So before he goes to sleep, he should think, what did I do today, the whole day? How did I spend the day? From early in the morning till I go to sleep. What did I do today? He should make 2 columns. Show what is the good things, what is the wrong things to his opinion, and see, compare how many good things, how many are not so good. And they say in the books of the Musar, ethical books, they say, at least a person should correct little by little. You will see what, how many good things he did. 3, 4, make one more, extra one, the following day. Make it instead of 3, 4, 4, 5, and so on. See how many wrong things he did. Then make sure that we'll eliminate one. You know what will happen a year later? A person becomes the greatest man. A tzaddik. Will be the greatest tzaddik if every day you will increase one good thing, so will eliminate one less of the wrong things. This is what they do every day. But of course, especially on the day before Kippur. This is starting. Now when we come to say what is wrong things, sometimes there are wrong things a person knows they are wrong. Surely he makes the shalom then, but there's something worse than that. Something he doubts if it is wrong or right. When he doubts, his heart don't let him make the shalom on it. He says, maybe I didn't do anything wrong. So this is worse than the other one. Because he's not going. He said, something that you doubt, even worse. Because your heart tells you nothing wrong, it's the nature of man. He should make the shalom on this even more. Why? Because perhaps it is really wrong and he doesn't know about it. Therefore, to be careful. That's what they said. The Sefekot are more to be warned that the person should make the Shavuot. There's another thing. Comes the Torah and says, I gave you the day of Kippur to forgive your wrongdoing. But don't go do anything wrong, everything wrong to your friend, your fellow man. And come to me on Kippur and say, oh God, please forgive me. before you come to me to forgive you, of course I warned you not to do, not to steal, not to cheat, not done. But you did to your friend. First, make up with your friend. And then come, what's the use? This they call it in the Hebrew language, Tovel v'sheretz v'yado. A person goes to immense, into the water, and that, and he has that insect that makes him impure in his hand. He goes, then he comes out with it. Yeah. What's the use? He did nothing. The same thing, a person comes to say, oh God, forgive me for what I did to my fellow. Well, go correct it first. Then come to me. This is what they say, Pasuk, Ki Bayom Azeh, Pasuk, for this day, was designated Yechaper Alechem, that God will forgive you. What? Mikol Hatotechem Tfnei Hashem. The things that you did between you and God. But between you and your fellow man, you have to go first to him. And then come to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. That means a person must, on Erev Kippur, make up with his fellow men. That was the custom. Even here, in Magen David, I remember, I used to announce before Kanedra, gentlemen, let's forgive each other. If there is any misunderstanding between any two people, they should forgive each other now. Tell each other, I forgive you, because how can we approach God? Because that used to be in every synagogue in Eretz Israel, they do that. And in Magen David, we used to do it. Yeah, everything is changing times. Yeah, we are in Osher Park, not in Bensonhurst now. And this is what a person has to do also. That means to make up with his friends. Even there comes so many laws about him. If he did something wrong to his friend, there was misunderstanding, and the friend is not living anymore. What should he do? He has to go to the grave, and they come to the grave with 10 men over there. In front of 10 men, he should say, oh, I ask forgiveness from you, from one person in the grave, and so on. And publicly, he has to apologize in front of the grave. The law of Shulchan Aruch goes into details about it so much. They say, how about if he's living? He goes to him, he said, forgive me. He tells him, no, I'll forgive you. Yo, man, you did that to me. I said, he has to go few times to him, at least 3 times, and take different people to try to convince him that he should forgive him. If they don't, after 3 times, no, they don't go anymore. And the Gemara there is that one man that said something wrong to a rabbi, a butcher, and came out of Kippur, the man didn't come to the rabbi to apologize. The rabbi decided he's going to go to the butcher to tell him, I forgive you. As he was going, another rabbi asked Rabbi, where are you going? He said, I'm here to see the butcher. Everybody knew about what happened. Everybody said, ooh, the rabbi, we worry. What they worry? They don't worry about the rabbi. They worry about the man, the butcher. They say, this butcher is such a nervy person. He may say to the rabbi, no, I don't care, and something will happen to him. They knew because this rabbi was such a great tzaddik, and the Gemara say, if a person, God forbid, shows any disrespect to this rabbi, something has to happen to him. The rabbi went, came to the butcher, and he made himself available to say, hello, how are you? You came here? Yeah, and he continued with his work. He didn't want to pay attention to the rabbi. He took what he has, chopping the meat. He took it out. As he took it out, by mistake, he hit his head. His head split his head into two. And this was the finishing. The rabbi killed the man. The rabbi killed the man, you know. The rabbi meant good. He wanted to say the Jew before Kippur, well, it shows you how important it is. Therefore, they say if a person did some great personality, something wrong, he should go to him even 100 times. But a fellow man, up to 3 times. That's the way the Shulchan Aruch puts it. Now, the time to start the fast, of course, one comes the day of Kippur. When is that? You know that there is a certain time of the day. It's called twilight, or in Hebrew, Ben HaShemashot, which means we know that till sunset, it is a day. Then when does begin the night? Exactly the sunset? It's doubtful. Maybe the day lasts a little. We see daylight yet after sunset. Up to when? That is a question. Maybe with sunset, that's over. The day's over. Therefore, after sunset belongs to the following day. And maybe no, till dark. When dark will be, belongs to the following day. And what will be the time from sunset till that time? This is what's called Ben HaShemesh, twilight. That's in doubt. Belongs to the day before or to the day after. Therefore, what I have to do? When you start fasting, this is considered part of Day of Kippur, the part before Kippur, which is between this year, between Friday and Saturday, Friday night. The twilight of Friday night is considered part of Kippur. When comes Saturday night, the Saturday night twilight is considered part of Kippur, because maybe it belongs to the day before, maybe to the day after. And the Torah comes and says, this we don't know, when exactly the day begins, when the day ends. That's called Safek. Ben HaShemashot is Safek, doubtful. Then the Torah told us, you have to add a little on the day when you fast. Add a little. It doesn't say how much that little. The Torah said, add a little. That's called Tosefet Yom HaKippurim. What is Tosefet Yom HaKippurim? The additional part on Kippur. That means start from the day before, part of the day before to it, add it to the Kippur. Part of the day after, add it to the Kippur. Then if we think Kippur maybe Friday night starts sunset, then we have to add before sunset. And if really sunset till dark, it is, belongs to the day after, what will you do on Saturday night? You have to add after, from the dark time. But how much is that additional part? Bit of argument. Ooh, big deal. Some they add more, some they add less. The custom in the Sunni community, they add 15 minutes. You see, when comes lighting candles of Shabbat, they add 15 minutes before sunset. Other calendars, they put some 18, some they put 22, some in Yerushalayim, they put 40 minutes before sunset. So, but here you come, you tell people, 40 minutes before the day is over, before sunset, we'll make that Shabbat already? No, they don't do it. In Yerushalayim, they do it. That's the difference. Well, here, we go. There is no law to eat to force you to do it. That's why the Syrian people took the minimum. And they want to make it easier. Of course, when we say make it easier, but not to make it hard also on the people. There was an argument once between an employer and an employee. And the employee wanted to rush, go. The employer tells him, what are you rushing? As long as you go before sundown into the train, finish, you're not doing anything wrong. Oh, no. I must leave at least minimum an hour before. So it takes me 3/4 of an hour to reach from here to home. I have to have a lot of time. I want shaving, going to shul, I want to go. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to go to shul. Then they said, no, you're allowed to go on the train. I said, okay, listen, tomorrow we'll go to ask the rabbi. They decided to come to ask him. Then the employer told him, you don't ask, I'll ask. He said, okay. Following day, I came out of the shul. Many religious people, but the employer told me, rabbi, if a person goes on the train before Shabbat, and he will reach after dark, reach, does he do anything wrong? He doesn't. I said, what do you mean? How can we do such a thing? He will leave just before on the train. When is he going to go home? When is he going to go to shul? When is he going to prepare himself? Is that proper? You know that our parents, our fathers, in the past, used to stop everything Friday noontime, 12 o'clock. Okay, here they say the business impossible, do not allow us, you know, but don't do it too much. Then I lost. So what do you mean you lost? I didn't know what happened. So, well, I argued with my worker, he wanted to go an hour before, I said, an hour? You should give me more than an hour. Said, okay, okay, Rabbi. And he told the employee, you were right. He was afraid that an employee would ask or insinuate something that I should tell him. That means really, a person has to be, use common sense. You want to make it on time. This is what we call Tosefet. Where they learned it, it's written. It's written in the Pasuk. Me'erev ad erev, tishbetu shabbatechem. What's it, tishbetu shabbatechem? It was shabbatechem, your Shabbat. Add a little on my Shabbat. And then one before and one after. Tishbetu shabbatechem. Two of them. This is what the Torah said, how the explanation came that. Now, there is a last meal of the day. When comes the last meal of the day, they call it in Hebrew Seuda Hamafseket. What means Seuda Hamafseket? The last meal, the meal that you're going to stop eating. If a person comes and said, I'm going to eat my last meal now before the fast. Once he finishes that meal, he can't eat anymore. Therefore, we tell people, don't say, this is my last meal now. Never. Eat whatever you want. When you see already time comes on at the very end, I'm going to have my last. Not to accept it upon himself already, accepting the fast, because once you accept the fast earlier, we said that you add to Sefer, you can add till Pelagam and how it's called about an hour and quarter before sundown. If you said, I'm going to fast, finish. You can't eat anymore. An hour and quarter, when I say an hour and quarter, not necessarily exactly an hour and quarter. It depends on the day, how long or how short. Now is the time, it's about an hour and quarter, because now almost that day and the night are almost even the same. Maybe a little more than 12 hours. When I say an hour and quarter, means that you divide the day into 12 parts. Each part is called 1 hour. Not hour or 60 minutes, sometimes it is. In summer, the hour of the day will be 90 minutes, because there's 18 hours in the day. The night is short. In the winter, the opposite. The hour of the day is very short, right? There is 9 hours in the day. Then will be 45 minutes the hour. Then that means an hour and a quarter according to the time of the day. That's what they call in Hebrew, Sha'ot Zemaniyot, the hour according to the time, how long is the day and how short it is. Now, to mitzvah, we know there is what we call mitzvah aseh shehazeman geramah, nashim peturot. Ladies are relieved from mitzvah that has to do with fixed time. Why? Ladies cannot be obligated to say, at this time you must do that. I have a certain duty to fulfill. That the time is not my hand. The time is, the child is ruling me. The child means, she has to nurse him. She has to do something. Saw something, huh? Yeah.
You want something?
Yeah. They have to bring an examinator. Now, they said, listen, you told me at this time to do that, I have to nurse the child. Really? The Torah relieved the women from mitzvot that have to do with fixed time. That's why they don't put tefillin, they don't want talit, and so on. Here comes the question, eating on Yom Kippur, do they have this obligation or not? There are a number of mitzvot that the Torah made it an exception, even though it is a fixed time, a lady is obligated. For example, a lady has to make kiddush Friday night? Of course she has. She is obligated to have kiddush. Why? I told you once. The Torah said, Zachor v'shamor. Zachor, the Torah of the Kaddushah means the kiddush. Shamor, watch yourself not to do. And they say, whoever is obligated to do the shamor, is obligated to Zachor. Shamor means the things that you shouldn't do. That means not to violate the laws of Shabbat. And since she has the duty of shamor, because everything that you shouldn't do, of course she is obligated. That's why she is obligated also Zachor. The Torah made them to be equal, Zachor and Shamor. There are certain mitzvot that ladies are also obligated. One of the mitzvot is this, to eat on Erev Kippur more than usual. That means the ladies don't come. That's not for me, that's for my men, for the husband. I don't know, the ladies today, not all of them. Some people say, if they tell you to eat, of course I'm ready to eat. But today we're living in a time that everybody who fitness, figure, they want to keep their figure right, diet. But today there's another problem. They don't want to eat. Many times they get sick, they take them to doctors. Look, they don't want to eat, they don't want, that's another problem, another problems. And that's why we say they are obligated to eat. There was a time we didn't have to say you are obligated to eat. Everybody will tell you, sure, I'll eat. And as I told you, really, what is bigger, more difficult mitzvah to do? Things that you don't have any benefit from it, for yourself, physical benefit, or things that you do have physical benefit, it's harder to do. Which one is harder to do? Which mitzvah is harder to do? Mitzvah that you don't have benefit, or mitzvah that you do have benefit? So, of course, naturally, mitzvah you don't have benefit, it's harder. When you have a benefit, I tell you, you know, mitzvah to eat part of the food in the villa. Thank you. I'm ready to eat them, even if you don't tell me it's mitzvah. Do you understand? Mitzvah to eat on Shabbat. Of course, it's easy for a person to do this mitzvah. Well, everybody likes to eat the food of Shabbat. But this, the opposite. The mitzvah that you have benefit is much harder to perform than mitzvah that you don't get a benefit. These two they learned. That's what. And certainly, Kadosh Baruch Hu tested Abraham. Told him, leave your country, leave your family. Go away from that country. Go to a different land that I'm going to direct you, to show you where to go. And he said, when you go there, it will be very beneficial to you. Where do we learn that? Lech lecha. Me'artzecha. I told him, go to yourself for your benefit. He should say, lech me'artzecha. He's testing him. Tell him, not your benefit. I order you to go. That would be a big test. But now he tells him, you know, go and not with your benefit. Because what? What's the benefit? I'll make you a great man. I'll make you wealthy. I'll make you a large family. I'll give you everything. And who is promising? God. I said, if today will come Rockefeller to you and tell you, listen, what do you make in your year? $100,000? Come leave this city. Live in New York. Come to Washington. I'll make you, instead of $100,000, I'll give you $10 million a year. You'll go or you don't? Hey, Rockefeller is very rich. If he promises he has the money, who is richer than God? God tells him, go, leave, and big deal. Of course I'll go. You tell me I'll be richer, then thank you. I'll do it. Is that hard? What kind of a test is that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is testing Abraham. The question is, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't tell him, it will be to your benefit. It's hard. A man is established. He has his business, he has his people, followers, and everything. Tell him, come, take everything, pack everything, take your wife, take your children, go. Very strange. But he said, the question testing him, it is you'll get benefit from me. And you are going to do it for the benefit? Or you are going to do it really because I ordered you? That's Mexico. But I know I'm getting a benefit, of course. Look, it's a rat, tell me, go. For this, I have to do it only because God told me. What's harder, when you do mitzvah putting on tefillin, or you eat on Shabbat? Which mitzvah is harder, to put on tefillin or to eat on Shabbat? Of course, to put tefillin, eat on Shabbat is easy, I eat. But the question is, when you eat on Shabbat, you eat for your, just to fill your stomach, to enjoy it, or you do it because of the mitzvah? How do you know? If a person during the week, you'll give him the same meal and that, and he refuses it. Come Shabbat, bring me. Yeah. Why? Today's Shabbat. That's easy. You can realize this man really means business. He wants to do it for the mitzvah. But if the minute you give him the food during the weekdays, he jumps in it just the same as it is on Shabbat. He's not doing it because of Shabbat. He's doing it just because he likes his stomach. He likes to enjoy himself eating. But the same thing that was saying, a woman that comes to do, when we do the meals of the day before Kippur, we do it L'Shem Mitzvah. for the sake of the mitzvah. She's obligated also to it. Makes it harder when they want to keep figure and they eat. Their test is even harder. They have to eat too. Of course, there's no question to tell you about prayers. We know that during the whole month we say Selichot. Unfortunately, the change even in the prayer of Selichot is not the same. It used to be the time that they used to get up so early, every morning. Everybody runs to the Selichot, the whole month. When we were in Magen David congregation, the synagogue was crowded every day, the whole month. Today, we are lucky if they come just before Hashem, just before. What happened? No, Hashem, Hashem is saying, now it's better than what was. They come. Oh, they used to come. They open the synagogue, big synagogue, impossible to sit in small room. It's crowded. Now they don't want to open the synagogue for us. And they said, you can't. How do we clean the synagogue? We don't even clean the synagogue. Synagogue is for this, for the people. All of a sudden, not for one day a year, for every day. But this is the fact. They were telling us at the beginning of the week, you can't go into the dome. We bought special company to clean it and to last till Arab Kippur. Very strange. Now they put you, they limited you, you can go into the dome. Instead of the opposite, Fadalu come in, this is the time. It's a different approach altogether. This one says Selichot, especially when it comes Arab Rosh Hashanah and Arab Kippur. You know that there is a custom of Atarat Nedarim. Atarat Nedarim originally in Syria and Israel, where used to be Atarat Nedarim? When? Was Arab Rosh Hashanah, Arab Kippur, right after Selichot. Before Shacharit. All the people, you see, it's crowded. What you see here Saturday night, you used to see Arab Rosh Hashanah and Arab Kippur early in the morning. Men, women, all over there. And they used to make. Then they said it's hard for the people, business people, the Magen David. Okay, they did it. Beginning of the night. Before, not in the morning. They did it when? The night of Arab Kippur and the night of Arab Rosh Hashanah. This lasted very long, till a few years ago, over here in Sharetion, used to be the night before Kippur, the night before Arab Rosh Hashanah. All of a sudden somebody came and said, why do we bother the people come from business? Let's make it Saturday night, all the people there. And change from that to Saturday night. Really the time is, okay, Baruch Hashem, let's make Arab Kippur at the run short. They say it, and they say right after Shacharit, they make the Hatara. It's that the right time of the Hatara, not the Saturday night before, today it's a week before. This is the good minhag on Arab Rosh Hashanah and Arab Kippur to make the Hatara. Now, there is a minhag of Kapara. The minhag of Kapara was a matter of dispute among the greatest rabbis. Two opinions, if kapara is good or not good. Some they objected the whole custom. They rejected the whole idea of kapara. Why? They were afraid that people would think like korbanot, and today is not allowed to make korbanot. They didn't like it, because the Torah did not allow, after building of Beit HaMikdash, even the Beit HaMikdash would be destroyed, you don't make any more korban. Till Beit HaMikdash will be built. And maybe in the mind of the people, they'll consider this like a sacrifice or something. They don't want that. But two opinions. Some they say it's a good minhag. Some they say it's not good. Came in the Shulchan Aruch, said it's better not to, since there is a dispute. But then came a Rav Ari of the Kabbalist. He decided that it's very good. They should, you know, that we follow the Kabbalah. Once they say, look, they know the secrets of the Torah, we rely on them. They said it's good. And this was a custom. What was a custom? The night before Kippur, the whole night, people were up. And everything, I remember when I came to the States over here, to Bensonhurst, in every house, people used to go to the market, buy chicken, live. They bring them to the house, put them in the house, they wait for the rabbi, he comes at night to the homes, the shohet. And he comes, he takes the chicken over their head. זה חליפתך, זה תמורתך, זה כפרתך, זה אתה נגול שחיטה ילך ואתה תיכנס לחיים טובים שלום. This is an exchange of you. In case there is any decree, any gezera, a bad one on you, it will go instead of you to the chicken and you will have long and happy life. And they do it three times. Over the head of each member of the family. If there is 10 people in the family, 10 chicken. There is 12, 12 chicken. A male is a rooster. For a female, hen. What's a pregnant woman? Sometimes they should take three. One is for the mother, and two, maybe there is a male, maybe there's female. And they bring one male, one female. But the custom is to take only two. I said, if there is a female, then one is good for both of them. If there is a male, then they bring the male also one. And they used to bring this kaparot. And they asked me to be the shohet. I remember when I came. I said, no, I can't stay the whole night. The shohetah, the following day is Kippur. I'm on my feet from early, the beginning of the Kippur till the end of Kippur. Those days I used to do everything there. I said, I can't do it. All that I have the night before Kippur, I have to have Kippur. I did not want, but they were. Chamsanim Ashkenazi and others, they used to go to their homes and do it. Few of the Syrian rabbis of the old time. But then, brother was with those chickens in the backyard, in the yard of Magen David congregation. They piled them up. Rama takes care of them. Here they come all from hospital, my mother in this hospital, they took them for the hospital, or the later on Sephardic home. As long as Arama was there, later on, when it's too much of a headache, people started going to the market. In the market, 17th Avenue, used to make the kaparot. Remember, I used to go before Selichot, Arab people. Still in Doria. And I used to be wasting too much time because everybody said, please, Hakam, Manilia chicken, they don't check this chicken. We, as far as him, we check the chicken if there's anything wrong. Put it before we slaughter. And the Ashkenazim done this. They follow on the majority. But our system is different. And everyone says, Rabbi, check it for me. By the time you want to check for this, they take all your time. I used to hide myself and go, impossible. And this was the Minhag Kaparot. When all the markets closed in the area, 17th Avenue closed, McDonald Avenue closed, used to be in Borough Park, I used to go in Borough Park. Then came a butcher, said, I'll bring chicken live, make it, and I'll take it. Okay, we paid him more money. Then this also stopped. Go to a market that is in Williamsburg, waste 2 hours going coming, 2 hours staying there. I decided on the Pidyon Kaparot. Pidyon Kaparot, this is, I told my wife, I don't want anymore to go, and it's a headache, all that mess. We put the money, we said this money instead. Then a person comes and says, Bona Shalala, instead of saying chicken, this money will be an exchange of so-and-so, the name. This money will go for charity, and the person will have long and happy life. Rahim Tovim Shalom. And so, I did that today, already in my house. This morning, I put the money on the side, this money for this, this money for this, this money for this. This is the Pidyon Kaparot. And we send it to the needy ones in Eretz Yisrael. That means the custom is to continue, at least we don't make Kaparot, they continue with Pidyon Kaparot. There is a law not to say Selich, not to say Vidui on Arav Kippur. Since the Arav Kippur becomes like semi-holiday, as I said before, with more meals and so on, therefore there's no tachanunim. The question is, you say tachanunim in silichot, and you don't say tachanunim in shachrit. How about if the silichot becomes later? A person, they last very long silichot, they come, could they say? Yes, they say, as long as the prayer is silichot, they can say the bidui. Comes the shachrit, you can say bidui. No, in the morning. But in the afternoon, there is bidui. Biyahid. Not tzibur. After the hazara, there's no bidui. But in the yahid na'amida, there's a long bidui. As you know, al-hecha hatan al-fanecha, and so on. Therefore, the minha of afternoon in Erev Kippur is longer, because this is the time that a person should make bidui, confession, and all the wrong things. Because, look, he's going to eat. Will he be able to come to shul or not? You want the Kippur to be all forgiven, then they make bidui. If you look in the prayers, the order of the prayers in Kippur, there is five prayers instead of three or four. Three every day, Shabbat and holidays, four. Only Kippur has a special five prayers. What added besides Kippur, besides Shabbat, the four? Na'ilah. Now in all those, there is Silichot in every prayer. There is Vidu in every prayer. There is so many Vayavo, there's 26 times Vayavo, Yag Midot, that we say, in the five prayers. They know exactly what, according to the Shem Hashem, the Kabbalah, everything. The Kippur is most important day. Till became a question in the books and the response. That question came before the rabbis in the time of Radbaz. Radbaz lived 500 years ago. He was very old at the time Maran was, over 400 years. He lives very long, 100 years, over 100. This Radbaz. Radbaz's name was Rabbi David Ben Zimra. Very great, giant Gaon. They lived in Egypt. And everybody was writing letters to him just to get an answer from him. And he was in the time of Maran, very old when Maran was young. And there is books from him of response. One of the questions was, a man was in prison, and the government of Goyim gave him the right that he would be able to take one day off in the year, that he wouldn't have to be in prison, and he can select for himself which day he wants. Then the question came, they asked the rabbi, what should he take? The first Shabbat that comes to him, that he shouldn't be in Hadrut Shabbat because they make him walk over there? Or should wait for the Kippur, take the Kippur? Ooh, that became a big question. The rabbi decided he should take the Kippur later. Now, imagine, even though the Shabbat is very, very important, I said, when they force him, it doesn't make it a avon as when he does it. Kippur, the question, you eat or you don't eat, that's it. It's nothing to do, forcing or not. Therefore, take the Kippur without it. That means it shows you how important was the day of Kippur in the morning. Then he came to a different, he wrote so much about this question, pages, until he came to the conclusion of his answer. After him came, 300 years later, another rabbi had a different opinion, tried to prove against him. And I myself, I saw that all what he was proving against the rabbi were wrong. And of course we rely on our advice more than this rabbi who came later. He was such a great God. That means to show you how important the day of Kippur is. Of course I said, it is a custom there. We have to say Avinu Malkeinu in every prayer. The question here, Shabbat, should we say Avinu Malkeinu or not? Many, many communities don't say Avinu Malkeinu on Shabbat. They say Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Kachatanu Lepanecha. We don't say Chatanu on Shabbat. And Avinu Malkeinu, Mechol Uslach Lechol Amonotena. Adi Shem Mechol Uslach. There's no Mechol Uslach. The whole prayer on Shabbat is different from the rest of the week, because you're not supposed to say these things. And how can we say it, Avinu Malkeinu? Then there came Kabbalah said, say Avinu Malkeinu, but omit those sentences. Take Avinu Malkeinu Chatan Lefanecha off. Take Avinu Malkeinu Chatan Lefanecha off. But the rest of Avinu Malkeinu, say it. But They used to print and this to do all things straight. Come the public, long ago, they used to know. They tell them, take all the things of Mahila. Okay, they knew, understood. Everybody knew to do it on his own. There came time and age that they don't know what is the meaning of that. If they read the whole thing. But now there came some books, they put a mark, they show you which one to omit on Shabbat. And the Siddurim now that they already print for every prayer, everything, Shabbat by itself, all by itself. Already they don't print it for Shabbat. They show you already. It makes it much easier on the people. The custom of taking in the kaparot, chicken which is white, some they want particular to take the white, some they objected it, how can you then? But according to the Kabbalah again, I said no. It's good to take the white. Why? Because in the Bible they compare the Avonot to something red. And they compare a person who is pure white. Say, if your Avonot would be red, I'll make them white if you come on Kippur and ask forgiveness. That means, that's expression in the Bible. The Navi said, Miyuhata Echem Kashanim, Kashelag Yalbino.